said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I like that. I go to prepare a place for you. Now the Lord prepared everything in this world in 6 days, and he rested. And if you'll look at the mountains around here and the valleys and the beauty, and if God created and made all things that were made in 6 days, what do you think he's been doing for 1900 years up there in that place? Said, I go to prepare a place for you. Boy, you talk about a place. The Bible said, I have not seen, ears not heard, neither has it in the heart of man what God's prepared for those that love him. Let's read on. Listen to what it says in verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. You put it down, mister, he's coming. Now let me say one thing about that and I'll get on. It'll be different the next time. There won't be no cow stable. There won't be no skitting on him. There will not be no ostracizing the Son of God. Mister, when he comes the next time, I want to tell you, he'll come in power and great glory in the revelation. Not the rapture, but the revelation. It's going to be a blessed time. And he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, now notice, and whither I go, you know. He thought they knew. He said, why, surely you know where heaven is. Why, you fellas been following me around 3 years? You know. Now listen to what he said in verse 4. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Now notice what the Bible said. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto them, I like this, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. Would you look back at that verse? I'm going to let you be seated. I'm going to pray and bring you the message on where's heaven. Notice what he said. He said here, I am the way, not one of the ways, but the only way. The article the says, the only way. I am the way, the truth. You see, I'm looking for truth. Come to Jesus, you'll have truth personified. Amen? And life. You see, I'd like to live. Well, praise God. I'm glad I'm living. He is life. And he is abundant life. And he said, I am all three. And I'm glad tonight that he's the way, the truth, and the life. I want you to be seated all over the house, if you will. Bow your head for just a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for every blessing you bless us here in the camp meeting. Now, Lord, the good saint has been wonderful. Glory, Lamb. Thank God we're headed for a better country. I'm glad we're going to land where there's no sin and no sorrow, no heartache. I'm glad there's a place where there are no jailhouses and where there are no institutions for the insane and there are no hospitals. I'm glad there's a place where God's people will live while eternity rules. So I pray that you'd bless our hearts in the preaching of the Word of God, that all that you do will praise you, because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Beloved, I'm speaking on where is heaven. What a question that is. Have you ever asked anybody, where is so-and-so? Or where is that place that you talk about? I'm glad, mister, I'm going to answer the question. Where's heaven? Is heaven out yonder 40 miles? Is heaven over yonder 2,000 miles? Let me say, first of all, heaven is nearer than you think. Thank God it's just one step between me and heaven. And when I take my last step, I'll end the steps down here and step into his presence and step into glory land. But you say, preacher, where's heaven? Notice what verse 5 says. Don't look, just listen. And Thomas saith unto him, we don't know where the way is, and we don't know the way, and we don't know where you're going. I'm glad Jesus turned, and Jesus said, I am the way. Now in the Bible, there are three heavens. Heaven number one is where the birds fly. That's called the first heaven. You can get there in an airplane. Heaven number two is out into outer space, out on the constellations. We call that, and go there in a spaceship. But heaven number three is where God lives. And brother, I'm going there. Somebody Somebody said, Brother Means, are you going to the third heaven? 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Paul said, I knew a man 14 years ago, whether in the spirit or in the body, I know not. But when I got up there, I saw things that eyes had never seen, ears have never heard. Why, he said, I want to tell you something. It's never entered in your heart what God is preparing over yonder. And you say, preacher, if you can get the first heaven in an airplane and the second heaven in a rocket ship, how do you get to the third one? By the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. I'm glad you got to be born again. I tell you, if you go to that third heaven, if you go where God lives, mister, you got to be saved. I'm not talking about shaking hands with a preacher. I'm not talking about being catechized and baptized. I'm talking about being saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus. And know that you know you're saved. You say, preacher, but where's heaven? Now, by way of introduction, let me give you the only two geographically things about heaven in the Bible. There are two things the Bible says about the location of heaven over in the book. And when you get time, read Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 13. It said heaven is in the sides of the north. And then if you have time, turn to Acts 1 and verse 11, and you'll find where the Bible said heaven is. You say, where is heaven? Acts 1:11 said, and he stepped up on a cloud and was caught up in the heaven. I want you to know heaven's up. In the Bible, hell is beneath. And heaven is opposite to that place of torment. You say, preacher, how far is it up? It's so far up that sin cannot enter into that city. Thank God it's so far up. There'll be no separation. There'll be no sickness. I want to tell you, mister, I'm so glad. I'm headed for a better country. But you say,